Welcome to another edition of ILTA's popular Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today I'm speaking with Latricia Gregory, the Global IT Service Desk Manager at Kirkland & Ellis, LLP. Welcome, Latricia. We're delighted that you could join us.
I'm very flattered that you invited me.
Okay. Just to set the context for today's interview, it seems that we're seeing more firms expand their presence across international borders, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there will be local IT support staff in each office location. This presents both a challenge and an opportunity for innovation for those in a position to provide training and support to their firm's broad range of office locations and cultures. Latricia, how many offices does your firm support and which regions do they cover?
Kirkland has 10 offices. We have 6 in the U.S., 1 in London, 1 in Germany, and 2 offices in Asia, 1 in Hong Kong and 1 in Shanghai.
Excellent. And where are you primarily located?
I'm primarily located in Chicago.
Great. And what are the biggest challenges of providing local support and training to that global range of offices?
I think the first challenge I face with providing local support and training across all offices first starts with finding and retaining and developing the IT support professional that's a good fit for the type of dynamic environment that we currently work in. Once I feel that I've developed a strong team, it's often difficult logistically to arrange for training of new technologies, to arrange to have support staff in the international offices, as well as if we have occasion, we often have occasion to have kind of an ad hoc office at a trial support team. So it's logistically hard to provide training in our home bases as well as training in these other locations that we are asked to go to.
Well, you kind of brought up a little bit of the training aspect. Did your training programs grow organically in various localities, or is there an overarching global strategy that governs your curriculum?
There is an overarching global strategy to our training curriculum. I work very closely with the other IT managers as well as with the subject matter experts to help prepare my team to support any new products and services during both the pilot and production phases of any rollout. In conjunction with working with the IT managers, I also work very closely with our training department, and we meet regularly with our different project leads to develop a training program that is tailored for support.
Sounds like a lot of moving parts there. So with all of that, which tools does your firm use to provide training and support on a global level?
Well, we have a very robust document management system. We use a product called WorkSite. We also use a SharePoint product to organize our support documentation. We have over 330 applications or services that we may be called upon to support. So we kind of organize all of our support documentation in the DMS and with using SharePoint. And we also use SharePoint to kind of have a knowledge base so that all the support teams can go to that SharePoint site, upload any tips or tricks that they've learned, as well as see what the other teams are doing across the other offices. We use WebEx for meetings and training collaboration so that when we do have demonstrations or we have organized training, the remote locations can dial in and see what's going on and view the demonstration. We use products like Alteris, PC Anywhere, and GoToAssist to remotely connect to users' machines and also to provide training amongst ourselves. And lastly, our ticketing system is Heat, which we use to escalate any issues that are beyond our scope.
Great. And switching gears a little bit, with all of that training and support, it sounds like you're crossing a lot of different international borders and having to work with different teams. So do you encounter any common cultural misconceptions?
Yeah, I think that because Chicago is considered our home office, the other local offices feel as if everything has to be dictated through Chicago. And that's really not the case. We realize that depending on the practice area, depending on the location, that those attorneys and those users may have very unique needs. And so what someone needs in the UK is not necessarily what someone needs or wants in Chicago. So we try to be very sensitive to that, and we try to tailor our training as well as our support to that local office.
That's really great. Are there any skills or training that you recommend for staff who will be providing global support?
Yes, and most of my professional experience is in the legal industry, so I think my comments are really geared to IT professionals seeking employment in that sort of industry. And what I would say is that right now our attorneys in our environment, the biggest thing is remote access and being able to access whether it's documents, whether it's programs, wherever they are in the world. I mentioned before that we have a lot of attorneys that are traveling, and what they need when they're traveling is to be able to work. So I would suggest any training on remote access tools like Citrix and VPN, also the Apple products are beginning to be more popular in our industry. So any training that anyone has or could seek in iDevice training, either iPhones or iPads, as well as Mac training, anything that can help make the attorney more portable, because we're just moving away from attorneys being in their office all the time. They need to be able to work wherever they go. And generally, I think it's important that IT professionals are informed about emerging technologies and industry trends.
That's great. And along with all of these skill sets, how do you actually, as a team, measure successful support and training?
First and foremost, we measure our success through our user satisfaction. We do surveys for a percentage of all the support requests that we create, and we look through all that feedback that we get from our users. So we're constantly asking our attorneys, our administrative staff, if we are providing the type of support that they need, and if we're not, what we could do to make that support better. My motto is, if my user is happy, then I'm happy. But some of the internal factors that I use to measure success for support are through metrics like how long it takes for an issue to be resolved and whether or not a caller is calling back for a repeat issue. And I also speak to my staff regularly and ask them if they thought that the training that they received was effective, and if it wasn't, what would they like to have seen more of? Whatever it is that I can do to make their job a little bit easier in terms of training, I try to listen to that feedback.
Well, I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us. That brings us to the end of our time together. And Latricia, many thanks for taking the time to share your insights.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.